From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Hi there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's Friday, April 19th.
So let's get it started.
There was no reason to detain him, let alone kill him. The APD took a calm situation and made it fatal.
Officers charged in the custody death of Mario Gonzalez. Embattled Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price does what she said she would do in reopening the case.
We do think that this litigation is a waste of taxpayer resources. If Oakland had chosen to engage with us, we would not be here.
Lawsuit off the ground. San Francisco gets legal over an Oakland plan to brand the East Bay Airport with the name San Francisco Legal Eagles feel is protected property.
420 is on in San Francisco. There's more things to do and more places to go than ever before.
Weed Week in San Francisco. What's ahead for the weekend and the changes that could have you finding other options? Say it's unforgivable. And Taylor Swift surprises with another album. Why music writers call it Daggers Wrapped Up in a Lullaby.
Good morning to all of you. I'm Nicole Zalumis, and Reed, I have a research assignment
for you.
You know, we're talking about Taylor Swift, the class at the university level.
Okay.
I think you should listen to every single song and just, you know, have a whole recap for us on Monday. Oh, wait, you're not here Monday?
I'm not here Monday, but I'll do that from home.
Okay.
You know what? I listened to the Beyonce album. I burned that up from top
to
bottom.
Good.
I have a whole analysis of that.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge... I love you, Swifties.
Yeah,
I know you love Taylor.
I'm
just not into her as much as I'm into Beyonce.
I'm not either, but maybe, you know, for the sake of the show, you could listen to every song.
I'm going
to
do it. I'm going to take a deep dive.
And who knows? Maybe you'd become a Swiftie. Maybe this album, or shall we say albums, is going to do it for you.
Look, she's a powerhouse. We know that. Taking a live look outside on this Friday morning, 7:02 in the morning. Good morning to our friends in the East Bay. It's almost like Mother Nature's just rolling back the clouds so we can get a peek down there at the East Bay from Mount Diablo. And Jess, it looks like Mother Nature's going to be putting on a beautiful show this weekend.
Absolutely, except that curtain kind of stops just at the coastline because we're still going to see cloudy skies there. But for our inland areas, beautiful, a lot more sunshine in sight for us this afternoon. That curtain of clouds is also making its way down into the Santa Clara Valley. Right behind me, you can see our live look with a beautiful sunrise on top of it. Just underneath, of course, we are waking up, looking up, thinking, oh, wow, it's gray, it's cool, it's cloudy as we head out the door. Now, later today, it's going to start bleeding off. We'll hit the 70s in our inland areas throughout this afternoon, 60s along the peninsula. Just behind me, you see the Bay Bridge going over into Oakland, where daytime highs this afternoon are topping off in the 60s. Cool for us today, actually, along our coastline. We're expecting 50s near Half Moon Bay and Pacifica, but heading into the next couple days, we'll get another warm-up around the corner. But also into the next couple days, our pollen count starts to increase. Suddenly, we're right back into that high category. Keep in mind, it's been a dry week for us all throughout the Bay Area. The winds will whip up that as we head into the afternoon, so just take it slow if you're sensitive to allergies. Now, looking at the next 7 days, really no change in the forecast when it comes to these dry conditions. High pressure is going to continue to move in from offshore, keeping our rain chances really low into next week. And looking at our long-range models, day 8 to 14 issued by the Weather Prediction Center and the Climate Prediction Center, actually, we are seeing a light chance of wetter than normal conditions, but looking at those models, it's not that promising just yet. We're going to have more on that in a bit. In the meantime, enjoy this dry weather that we have here in the Bay Area. It's beautiful. It's dry. Daytime highs will continue to rise above average heading into this next weekend and early next week forecast. And we'll have more on that coming up in just a bit. For now, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Jess. So let's talk about the freeways right now as you get ready to head out the door on this Friday morning. A bit of good news. Most of our freeways haven't seen much traffic. We are seeing reoccurring events happening on highways such as southbound 680 between Pleasanton and Sunol, where an accident is causing slow speeds before the Sheridan Road exit. Southbound 880 experiencing some stop-and-go conditions between San Lorenzo and Union City. So just be sure to track your drive this morning as we begin to see the traffic maps getting a bit more colorful, but still a lot of green there, Reed.
All right, so let's get right to what looks to be a major escalation in the Middle East. Here's your headline. Israel has fired a barrage of missiles and drones on Iran. This follows Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend. Now, this morning, a U.S. official describing that retaliatory attack as limited, no nuclear targets hit. And Iran, to their people, seems to be downplaying the strike. They're saying they shot down what they call mini drones, and they're saying this is just a normal Friday in Iran. In fact, they're putting this image on state TV right now, just a normal traffic day there in Iran. And what you're seeing here, when you put it all together, experts think could be a broader strategy to minimize.
That seems to indicate that Iran is seeking to step down off the ledge, minimize the impact of the attack, and perhaps walk back down the escalation ladder from here.
President Biden did not want this escalation. We're also getting our first indication this morning of U.S. response. You're looking at video just in of Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Italy meeting with top world leaders. He was asked this morning if Israel gave Iran any warning. He declined to confirm any knowledge of that. But in that meeting this morning, Blinken not blinking, so to speak, he's saying the U.S. is not involved in any offensive operations, Nicole.
All right, well, looking live now at Scout Park in Alameda, where the mother of Mari Gonzalez is planning on attending a vigil tonight. It comes after new charges were filed against three Alameda police officers over her son's death. 3 years ago today, Mario Gonzalez was pinned to the ground in that East Bay Park. The officers, trying to arrest him, held him down for several minutes before he fell unconscious and died. His death prompted protests and calls for justice. Last night, Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price announced new charges against the officers involved. Here's Andrea Nakano.
Hey,
no, it's not that. Sorry.
Do me a favor, Mario.
This happened in April of 2021. Officers were looking into a case of a possible theft in the area as they tried to question Mario Gonzalez. It led to a scuffle, and the 26-year-old man was forced to lay face down on the ground. Family members spoke out after the incident, wondering how this can happen to their loved one.
There was no reason to detain him, let alone kill him. The APD took a calm situation and made it fatal.
The three officers now face involuntary manslaughter charges that can carry a sentence of up to 4 years in state prison.
This is not a great day for the city of Alameda, for the county of Alameda, or for the family of Mr. Gonzalez.
Price says these charges came about after her public accountability unit had a second look at the case. She wouldn't say what the PAU found to warrant these charges being filed 3 years after Gonzalez's death.
I can't comment on that. The matter is pending before the court. And so the details of how the PAU came to this decision, and particularly what my predecessor did.
Michael Haddad, who represented Gonzalez's now 7-year-old son, won an $11 million settlement in a civil case against the city of Alameda. He couldn't do an on-camera interview, but told us these are appropriate charges. Haddad added after the civil judgment, he handed over his case in a bow that had the evidence needed to pursue criminal charges. While DA Price made the announcement, she says she had nothing to do with the decision to prosecute the officers and will continue to wall herself off from this case, another matter she couldn't elaborate on.
It was a decision that I made. It is a technical matter, and I'm not able to speak on it at this time.
Two of the officers remain on paid administrative leave with the Alameda Police Department. The other has left for another agency.
So what does this mean to the effort to recall Price as DA? We asked USF Professor of Politics James Taylor for his take.
Unless I'm misreading her, she's doubled down on who she originally was that prompted the recall by charging these three officers. She's on the wrong side of the recall of forces. So in that light, I think she's suggesting she's ready for a fight and she's willing to fight. And this is almost a middle finger to her opposition and to those that would disagree with her.
It's now up to the Board of Supervisors to decide when to hold a recall election.
Well, the man accused in a mass shooting at two farms in Half Moon Bay will face off with a judge today. Chen Li Zhao maintains he's not guilty of 7 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Investigators say he opened fire after getting into a dispute with his supervisor over a $100 forklift repair bill. After the deaths of an entire family at a bus shelter in San Francisco, our community may start to see some solutions. This is one. The SFMTA just released this plan to change that three-way crossing at Ulloa Street and West Portal Avenue and then force drivers to not cut across. The agency hopes that this move will protect pedestrians. However, there's some blowback from businesses this morning. They're complaining about how this could affect parking for customers. One salon owner told us the change would make it difficult for drivers to reach their street.
If that's coming, then it's going to hurt all of us. It's going to hurt all of us. I can tell you almost every business owner in this area is against it.
Well, the counterpoint from traffic bosses, the existing street design is more than 100 years old, and the changes would prioritize people trying to head to the commercial district rather than people cutting through the neighborhood. Now, if this goes through, you could see changes in that neighborhood this summer. We'll keep you posted.